sometimes controversial, always politically incorrect, and pro-life without exception, without compromise, and without apology. It's the Pro-Life America Podcast with your hosts, Sarah Waits, and the president of Life Dynamics, Mark Crutcher.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Mark Crutcher, as you heard, and lurking on the other side of the table is Sarah Waits.
Hello, everyone.
We were off last week, as most of you know, I'm sure, because we were...
literally frozen inside.
Frozen in. We could not get out the door.
No.
If you've never been through a Texas ice storm, you can't even imagine what it's like. I mean, it's literally ice falling from the sky.
And down here, we don't know what to do with that. We're used to 100-degree summers. We're not used to ice.
We were out... literally every day last week.
Yeah. I actually thought we were going to get to work a little bit on Monday before all of this descended on us, but that wound up not happening.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But that's part of the charm of living in North Texas, right?
Exactly. Well, we've got some great stuff to talk about, but first I want to give a brief update to some things that we've talked about on previous shows. So on a previous show, we talked about how a British woman, Isabel von Spruce, was arrested for a thought crime, basically, for silently praying in her head outside of an abortion clinic in England. It has now been revealed that the charges against her have been dropped. A spokesperson for the Crown Prosecution Service said, "We review all cases ahead of court where the police have charged. Following a review of this case, we concluded that there was insufficient evidence to provide a realistic prospect of conviction." You think?
Yeah. Well, literally, it was a thought crime.
Yeah.
They're saying, what were you praying about? If you were praying about climate change, then that's okay.
Yeah.
But if you're praying about abortion, standing in front of an abortion clinic, then you got to go to jail.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the British system is, but in America, a defendant cannot be compelled to testify. So in other words, if this had happened in, say, United States and Texas here, then she could have not testified. Well, who would have testified as to what she was thinking?
Yeah, this is just ridiculous.
And again, this is coming here. We're seeing evidence of it. It's on its way here.
However, Spruce has been warned by her legal team that there is still a chance that she could be charged in the future. So
don't be thinking about your opposition to abortion. Somebody could zero
sense
in on that.
It and call the police.
Right.
And another update to a story we covered previously. We talked about how a man named Mark Hawk was arrested by 20-something federal agents who showed up at his house early one morning and with guns pointed and arrested
him. His kids were there. His wife was there.
On a supposed charge of FACE.
Yeah, freedom of access to clinic entrance.
Yeah. Okay. Basically over a minor altercation with a clinic escort who was harassing his son. Naturally, as we covered on that show, and I'll provide the link to it if you haven't heard the details of this case, it was a wild stretch to say that he violated FACE in any form or fashion. So a jury found him not guilty on all of the charges.
And meanwhile, the Justice Department and the Biden administration are doing nothing about the assaults on pro-life centers. Nothing.
Congress is supposedly going to start looking at the targeting of pro-lifers by the Justice Department. We will see if anything actually comes of that or not.
Yeah. Here's what I want to know. You sent me the other day...
this was something that's posted on People of Choice. It was from a Reddit thread, a pro-choice Reddit thread.
Some guy named Eldritch Cleaver.
Well, we don't know if it's a guy.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah, but username Eldritch Cleaver, yeah.
Right. It says, maybe I'll exercise my right to counter-protest against them, meaning the pro-lifers. It's open carry around here. Join me. These pro-life goons won't know what to do when met in person with heat-packing pro-abortion counter-protesters. Conservatives think they're the only people who take advantage of their Second Amendment rights. LOL. Now, I don't know if this is legitimate.
This was a pro-choice thread, and they were talking about, pro-lifers were talking about protesting CVS and Walgreens over providing abortifacients. And this was their conversation about pro-lifers showing up at CVS and Walgreens.
Now, what I want to know is the Justice Department investigating this guy? I guarantee you, if you or I put a post out there saying that, that we're going to start going to abortion clinics packing heat, like this guy's talking about.
Oh, they'd be on our front doorstep.
Our front yard would fill up with FBI agents. Where is the concern here? And I guarantee you there isn't any.
You know, it's hypocritical, the double standard that pro-lifers are treated versus pro-aborts. But in some cases, it's just ludicrous. You and I have talked about how Johnny Hunter of Learn has been taken off of a flight because they deemed him a flight risk.
A terrorist.
Johnny Hunter.
About the most mild-mannered people you'll ever meet, the nicest.
Uh-huh.
You would have no compunction at all about leaving your three-year-old, let him and his wife, Pat, babysit your kids.
Yeah.
You'd have no problems with that at all. And yet he was put on the no-fly list.
It's bizarre.
It is truly bizarre.
Yeah.
Speaking of hypocrisy, we've got a report out of Canada. Mm-hmm. They don't list the name here, but a 19-year-old young lady having a chemical abortion died from it.
Yeah, due to toxic shock, which is a side effect of many of those RU46 drugs.
But here's the hypocrisy in this. Let's just say for a moment, now Texas has outlawed all abortion. No abortion clinics left in Texas. We're done. Let's just say that a 19-year-old Texas girl died from an illegal abortion today.
Oh, it would be the front page of the newspapers.
Every person in the United States would know her name before the sun went down tonight. You'd know all the grisly details. You'd know everything about it. You'd know all of her dreams for her future. You'd know that she was going to do all these wonderful things in her life.
Pro-choicers would be going to Congress with bloody rags saying that the blood is on their hands.
And the media would have her picture as the lead story on the evening news tonight on all the channels.
Yeah.
Like I said, before the sun went down, every American would know this girl's name.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they know this girl's name? Why isn't the pro-abortion side saying anything about unhealthy abortions?
This woman is unfortunately just another woman whose name is being swept under the rug because abortion is not as safe as they make it out to be. And they're willing to sacrifice women to keep abortion legal.
They consider women like this collateral damage.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what you have to do. You have to kill a few in order to keep abortion legal. And if she has to be a martyr, then she has to be a martyr. That's just the way it is.
The first chapter of your book, Lime 5, it's hard to get through. It was hard for me to get through. And it is an entire chapter of injuries and deaths from abortion. And it is gruesome. And these women have gone ignored by the pro-choice side.
Yep. But anyway, again, the hypocrisy of the media really comes through on cases like this.
Yeah.
Where are they on this one? Why aren't they in the streets over this? And they're not, and they're not going to be. We've talked about how the world is becoming a nuttier place to live by the day. These prisoners now, these guys in prison, are starting to claim that they identify as female and getting transferred to female prisons.
Yes, there is a famous case in Scotland where Isla Bryson, formerly Adam Graham, had been found guilty of raping two women, started to claim that they were a transgender woman, and they were actually sent to a women's prison. Now, they were sent to the isolated wing, so they weren't in Gen Pop.
Well, in the United States, this has already happened once, and one of the people that was transferred is now accused of raping two of the women in the prison that he was sent to.
Yeah.
But this idea that you can just pop up one day and say, I'm a female, send me to the female prison, and that they actually do it is beyond imagination. But think about this now. This guy in Scotland claims he's a woman. Now he's claiming that he's a baby.
Yeah, so this is Sophie Eastwood, formerly Daniel Eastwood, went from identifying as a woman to identifying as an infant girl. Eastwood is serving a life sentence for strangling another inmate to death with a pair of shoelaces while serving a sentence for dangerous driving. Eastwood has demanded that the guards give them diapers, blend their meals like baby food, and hold their hand whenever they leave the cell. In addition, they have been supplied with a pacifier by the prison.
This just shows you how crazy the world is becoming. And it's not just the United States. I mean, we may be leading the pack in craziness, but we're not alone in this.
No.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, our main subject today we want to talk about is something we've kind of touched on before, and we've talked about it in years past on Life Talk and so forth. I'll tell you the first story that got us going down this trail. We had only been in operation a few months back in 92, when I got a call from a girl in Missouri. My assistant at that time, Lisa, and I visited with her, and she was very upset. It took us a while to get her settled down. Got her settled down, started talking to her, and she says that she's involved in some satanic activity and that it centers around abortion. And she was telling us this story about how she got dragged into this group that was involved with, and you wouldn't know this, but there was a problem for several years in the United States with what was being called cattle mutilations. They were finding these cattle out on people's farms and ranches and stuff that had been mutilated, cut mm-hmm. up, and sacrificial activities that they were doing.
And it kind of pretty much started and stopped very abruptly.
Yeah, and this girl says that she had got involved with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And that they had moved from cattle to abortion. And she said this was a satanic group, and they used to go out and meet in these fields and chant and create big fires and stuff and do these sacrificial activities with these cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And now she said that they had moved on, and basically you couldn't call it anything but a cult.
Yeah.
But the leader of this cult, if you wanted to join, if you wanted to be a member in good standing and you were female, you had to have sex with him. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was nice and convenient that he was the one that, you know, you had to have sex with him until the time that you got pregnant. And then the baby would be aborted and used as a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl claims that this is what happened with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very upset about it. She was crying the whole time. She was, mm-hmm. if she was an actress, she was a good one, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep got nothing on this girl if she was acting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to get her to settle down, and we were trying to make arrangements to meet with her in person.
She's probably, in addition to being distraught, probably afraid.
She was terrified.
Of these people, yeah.
She said that they had threatened all the women, if you say anything about this.
As you do in a cult situation,
as you do in a situation, you want to keep them isolated.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that she became pregnant by this guy, and that he brought somebody to one of the meetings one night,
mm-hmm.
and this somebody held her down and did an abortion on her. And she said she saw the baby, and that the baby was thrown into this fire and mm-hmm. sacrificed and so forth. Of course, the baby is already dead by the time they threw it in the fire.
But, yeah, but still.
But still.
Yeah.
And she was very traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get permission from her to contact the authorities.
Yeah.
And we had probably 5 or 6 conversations with her. And all we were able to ever get from her was a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to call her one day, and the phone was disconnected. And I don't know what happened. I've never heard from her since. But over the years, we've had several instances of satanic type activity.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen reports of it in the news and so forth as well.
We had an interview with a former Satanist turned Catholic named Zachary King on Life Talk. And I guess the thing that would explain why they went from animals to humans is Zachary King said that Satanists believe that human or animal blood gives them power, especially when they're trying to, I don't know if you want to call it a spell, but bargain with Satan or get something accomplished. And to Satanists, the unborn child is the most powerful kind of sacrifice because not only is it a defenseless human being, but it's the most innocent and pure. And
right, and close to God.
Yeah.
Right. There's a book I read years ago mm-hmm. by a woman named Jenny Paris. She wrote a book called The Sacrament of Abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically talks about these things. And she's mm-hmm. a big-time pro-abort. And if you distill their argument down, it's, if we're washed in the blood of Jesus and Jesus died for us,
mm-hmm.
they're saying that these unborn children, their blood goes to Satan. That when you execute one of these children, that child dies in service of Satan. That's their argument. They're okay. right. That's exactly what happens. And they literally said in that book, Jenny Paris, or one of the people she interviewed,
mm-hmm.
one of the other pro-aborts, said, you make your child holy by having an abortion.
Wow.
Because that child's blood now
is a sacrifice.
Is a sacrifice on your behalf to Satan.
Wow.
You know, this stuff sounds so preposterous and so outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a trick that the American left has learned.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, the more outrageous they behave,
the less other people will believe it.
The less other people believe it. They think when we report it that we're the nutcases.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very clever, whether it's on the abortion issue or on other issues. But this is a good example of it. When you come out here and you start talking about this, and we've seen this before, I've had people call me and say, you're crazy, that never happens, or, you know, you got to be nuts to believe in any of this.
Yeah.
And I may be nuts.
for a whole bunch of other reasons.
But this is not it.
Yeah.
I mean, I may be nuts that I'm going to be 75 years old next month, and I'm still riding motorcycles.
Yeah. But yeah, there's this really bizarre connection between, and it's not just Satanism. I think there's a strong connection between Wicca,
yeah.
Satanism, and some of these spiritual New Age stuff and the pro-abortion side. And I think it's Partly it's their way of justifying abortion. Last year or year before, there's this woman who tweeted on Twitter. She claimed to be a medium who had spoken to many baby spirits who were aborted. And she could tell you that none of them were sad about it. None of them felt that the mother made a mistake. She said that souls come when they want to and leave when they want to. Abortion violates no universal laws. And see, this is just an example of trying to justify abortion from a spiritual aspect of it. Yeah.
Like I said, though, when you tell this to people, they think you're the nut.
Oh, yeah.
But now we have a situation in New York where a statue has now been erected. Let's see, at New York City Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. The statue is called Now.
And it's a naked golden woman with braids fashioned into horns coming out of her head.
Emerging from a pink lotus.
From a pink lotus.
How would you know if it's a female if it wasn't emerging from some sort of flower or shell or something?
And the woman that made this thing, she says that it's a representation of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's an honorarium toward her and toward legal abortion.
And it was installed on top of the courthouse of the Appellate Division, First Department of the Supreme Court of New York City. However, it's not permanently there. According to the report, its next stop is Houston, Texas in June. So this is a moving thing. It's not going to stay there.
Well, let me tell you something. If you picture in your mind, Moses coming back and there's a golden calf there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what you see. I mean, this is exactly it. And the reason I say this is, notice none of the pro-aborts are saying anything negative about this.
No.
None of them. They're stone silent. I think that this is the beginning of them just coming out and admitting that this is what this is. This is satanic.
This is not supposed to be a tribute to Satan or a tribute to a deity. This is supposed to be a tribute to a woman that they worship like a deity. Ruth Bader Ginsburg to them is an idol. She's a heroine.
Yeah, but they're doing it using satanic symbols. They're not doing it using Christian symbols.
Well, they're,
or Jewish symbols.
They're doing it via symbols, period.
Right. You can say this is not satanic all you want to, but I challenge anybody to look at the pictures of it.
Well, there's a difference between, I think, saying directly satanic, meaning the worshiping of Satan, and then Satan in its nature, because it is completely worshiping of a person or a thing. And I think it's probably satanic in the latter aspect, not as a direct worshiping of Satan.
Well, I think you're splitting hairs there, but I know what you're saying. I'm just saying,
because I think we can create idols in our lives out of a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. And that's why you've heard me say, in my life, when people say, who are your heroes?
Mm-hmm.
I try not to have heroes. I think Jesus is supposed to be our hero. And I don't put people on a pedestal like that. Now, as you know, the closest that comes to that for me is George Patton.
George Patton. I knew what you were going to say.
But I don't worship George Patton.
No.
And I don't say we ought to make a golden representation of him and put big horns coming out of his head and trot him around the country having people worship him.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here.
Well, I think an even bigger example of the pro-choice side showing their satanic connections is the fact that the Satanic Temple has opened a telehealth clinic to kill babies in, quote, ritualistic abortions.
Right.
Now, we saw the Satanic Church pop up fighting against the abortion restrictions that were coming out probably about 2 years ago was when they really started to get more public. But they've named the telehealth facility the Samuel Alito's Mom Satanic Abortion Clinic as a jab at Alito.
Saying he should have been aborted.
Yeah. And according to Aaron Hellion, the Satanic Temple's religious reproductive rights director, the clinic is going to open February 14th on Valentine's Day, with many members of its medical staff coming from other abortion clinics, such as Planned Parenthood.
Right. Where is it being opened?
It's being opened in New Mexico,
right.
And it's available for women in New Mexico, 17 and up, who are up to 11 weeks pregnant and willing to perform the Satanic Temple's abortion ritual.
And let's point out, in New Mexico, the pro-aborts there are burning the midnight oil, looking for ways to lure women from Texas, who they share a common border with. If you're in the abortion industry and you think about the second most populous state in the union, California's number one, Texas number two, New York's number three in population, and Texas has completely outlawed abortion, and you share a border with them?
Yeah.
This is an enormous untapped financial market.
Well, the Satanic Church has admitted that they want to expand their abortion practice to states that ban abortions. And the Satanic Temple has been challenging laws against abortion because they are claiming to have seven fundamental tenets, one which teaches one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will. And in the lawsuit, they're claiming that the restrictions and bans violate this teaching as well as their abortion ritual.
It doesn't matter, mm-hmm. because we always recognize that every right that's eliminated in the Constitution has mm-hmm. limits to it.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
And
there's some religions where you're allowed to marry 15 women, but the United States law doesn't allow you to marry 15
women. There's
other
religions that require human sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't kidnap somebody off the street. You can't claim religious freedom to sacrifice somebody.
Yeah.
And chop their head off and say, oh, I did that out of my religious freedom.
Yeah.
The government might say, okay, well, you have the religious right to do that, but we're not going to allow you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be allowed to do that here. So, yeah, there are limits to it. So I don't think their argument will go very far. But the fact is, it is not a coincidence
mm-hmm.
that these people started out in New Mexico.
No.
That's not a coincidence. New Mexico shares a border with Texas.
Mm-hmm.
This is an enormous, untapped financial bonanza.
Mm-hmm. Well, New Mexico is known for having their liberal abortion laws and making themselves to be an abortion mecca even before Roe versus Wade was overthrown.
Yep. And this is just a good example of it. This is just the latest example mm-hmm. of how far they're willing to go.
Yeah.
And if you come out here and you say that you oppose abortion on religious grounds, I mm-hmm. don't. I oppose it because it's a civil rights issue. It's a human rights issue. I oppose abortion for the same reason I oppose somebody killing you.
Yeah.
It's no different.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with religion.
Yeah.
But if you do say, then there are people who sincerely oppose abortion based on their religious background.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
If they state that,
mm-hmm.
they are attacked viciously by the left.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any right to impose your religious views on us.
Well, that's the kind version. They'll say, you know, we don't believe in a sky daddy. How dare you put your views on our bodies? That sort of thing.
But where are they attacking these people for saying
mm-hmm.
the right to an abortion is part of our religion?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they saying, well, you have no right to impose your religion on everybody else?
Yeah.
Where are they for saying?
Again, they're not going to say that.
And the media is not bringing that up, of mm-hmm. course, because the media is part of the abortion cartel. But when I look at this, and I'm looking at it right now on my computer screen, it is a graven image. It's a
mm-hmm.
it's a golden image of a naked woman paying homage to Ruth Bader Ginsburg with mm-hmm. big horns coming out of her head. And they're showing it from the ground level up as if you're worshiping this thing. I think it's good because they're finally being exposed.
Yeah.
If you told people that they had this graven thing, but they kept it in secret and they worshipped it in secret, people would think you're nuts.
Oh, you're a Looney Tunes yeah. pro-lifer.
But here
tinfoil
it is
hat wearing.
On top of the appellate division of the New York City courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly deny it. So I think it's good from our standpoint that it's out in the open.
Before we go, you talked a long time ago on Live Talk with a woman named Abigail Sedman.
Right.
And I think her story is kind of interesting. If you could just tell people a brief summary of what that was about.
Well, she was a young lady, and mm-hmm. she grew up in the pro-abortion culture because her mother worked at an abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
She made no bones about the fact that it was very satanic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of satanic activity involved in it. And this young lady was trying to get away from this.
She had a Bible. I guess she was trying to become a Christian
or was a Christian. Yeah.
And her mom threw it out. Her mom coerced her
yep.
into getting into a sexual relationship with the intention with the intention of getting pregnant, not just having a relationship, but with the specific goal of getting pregnant so she could have an abortion as a rite of passage.
That fell into this heading of you make your baby holy.
Mm.
And this young lady basically said that very thing to us because I brought up the Jeannie Paris,
mm-hmm.
the Sacrament of Abortion book. And she said, well, you know, that book was in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And that concept of making your baby holy by killing it
mm-hmm.
and letting that baby, like Jesus,
mm-hmm.
shed its blood for you.
Well,
these people are sick, I'm telling you.
You've talked to a lot of abortion clinic workers. How often have you heard them say things along the line of abortion being a rite of passage? Is it a common thing or just is it something that they'll admit when they're pressed into it?
No, you have to kind of box them into a corner on it. Let me give you a good example of how this plays out.
Okay.
You'll often hear these pro-aborts say mm-hmm. things like, when I've been in debates with them, they'll say, Mr. Crutcher, what do you plan to do about the fact that we have a nation full of babies having babies?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have so many young girls getting pregnant and having babies.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear them say, what are you going to do, Mr. Crutcher, about it? We have a nation full of babies having abortions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, let's say you're 14 years old and you're pregnant. The subtle message that they're sending to them, and sometimes it's not subtle.
Mm-hmm.
If you give birth to that child, you're a baby having a baby. But if you have an abortion, you're a young woman exercising her constitutional rights.
Mm.
And so that then becomes
the rite of passage.
You can go from being a baby having a baby to a woman exercising her constitutional rights simply by having an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, they're not actually saying that. Well, I have heard some abortion clinic workers say that those sort of things are brought up in counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll say to this girl, look, you don't need to be having this baby. You're just a baby yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need to be having this baby.
Mm-hmm.
But they would never say, you'll be a baby having an abortion. So it's a subtle thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's not something they overtly stand on the street corners and say.
Yeah.
But if you talk to these women and to these abortion clinic counselors that I've talked to, and some of these women that have been in these places and been counseled, that comes up occasionally. Look, you're just too young. You're a baby having a baby.
Why is it, do you think, that there's a connection between abortion clinic workers and people who work in the abortion industry and the people who have these Wicca, New Age, Earth-centric beliefs?
Because that's all on the political left. And that's where these people come from.
I think it's more than that, though, honestly, because if you take a look at some of the Wicca, New Age, environmental worship the earth kind of religions and elements and forces, that sort of thing, there's a lot of connection with reproduction and
right.
nature and the cycle of life, not only in plants and in animals, but in humans as well. So there's that connection. Then, of course, abortion at some point is going to come into play because...
Well, it gives you control over life and death.
Yeah.
You get to decide whether that child lives or dies, not God.
Mm-hmm.
You become God. And that's part of the agenda of the American left. You know, people say, well, they play God. No, they don't play God. They want to be God. And there's a fundamental distinction there.
But I also think there's a big thing in trying to rationalize and justify it in a spiritual nature. But since you can't really do that from a Christian aspect, sorry, people who call themselves pro-choice Christians, you can't.
There's only two powers in the universe.
Yeah.
There's God and Satan.
Yeah.
So if you can't do it through God, which you can't, and like you said, these people that call themselves pro-choice Christians mm-hmm. are either heretics or liars or they're really stupid. That's the only three options they have.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a pro-choice Christian.
Because you can't say that God is the author of life, that he designs and creates each life, which the Bible says, but then turn around and say, but I have the right to reject that gift and take that life away.
Yeah, or that God makes mistakes sometimes and we have to, he needs us to come in and
correct
mop up for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole idea of a pro-choice Christian is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think most of those people believe that they can be a pro-choice Christian. It just salves their conscience to be able to say that. But there's only two powers in the universe. There's God and Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can't defend abortion through God, then you have to defend him through Satan.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole thing is about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all this comes down to. And now we're seeing they're creating their own golden calf, their own graven images here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're admitting it. It's out in public. And now they're going to trot the thing around the country.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what kind of response they get from around the country. But the media, of course, is not saying a word, mm-hmm. not a word about this. But anyway.
If there's a question about this that we didn't answer for you that you'd like us to discuss more, you can always send it to us at lifedynamics.com/podcast. We get those show suggestions and questions there, and we've built shows based off of those suggestions.
Yeah, any it doesn't have to be about Satanism. It can be about anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you want us to cover a subject or if you think we're wrong about this, if you think we're nutty.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to have someone come on here and tell you how nutty you are.
Yeah.
Please, if you're out there, fill out that form. Tell us that Mark is a nut. We'll have you on the show.
We'll be happy. I want to hear you defend this. I want to hear you explain this to me.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm just not smart enough to figure this out other than it being a satanic symbol. That's what this is. Anyway, we're out of time. Have you got anything else?
Nope.
Me neither. Until next Thursday, remember, Life Dynamics is not here to put up a good fight.
Mm-mm, we're here to win.
Because winning is how the killing stops. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.